The University of Detroit Mercy presents a special edition of Ask the Professor. On this week's episode, we'll hear the second half of a special Ask the Professor program recorded at Detroit Mercy's Homecoming 2024. Now, here's our host, Matt Mayo.
We have a set of questions sent in by our good friend Amber Hubley. Who is the subject of the 2006 documentary An Unreasonable Man? Was the title. Ran for president once in recent years.
Nader?
It was Ralph Nader. Yeah, Ralph Nader. Yep, absolutely. I don't know if I saw that. And 2006 feels very, very long ago right now. What's the name of the small aircraft sent to Mars?
Perseverance.
So Perseverance was the rover.
Okay. Yeah, you know,
they actually sent an aircraft so that it would fly around in the Martian atmosphere. Do you remember what it was called?
A Piper Cub.
No.
Drone number 561.
Did it also begin with a P?
It didn't begin with a P. It begins with an I. And it's one of those classic NASA, like, very inspiring one-word
Intrepid.
Names. So close.
Independence.
So close.
Yeah, Star Trek.
Independence is
the
close.
The inspiration.
So close.
Iridescence.
The incontinence.
Illumination.
The incontinence. Does it start with an I?
It was an imponderable.
Yes.
So
give us the second letter.
Come on. Okay, it was N. So
that helps.
All the same so thing.
Incognito.
Incorrigible.
Inexplicable.
Interstellar.
Oh, I'm going all in on incorrigible. that should be the name of. No, it was Ingenuity. The only one you didn't say.
Our name was better.
Oh my
gosh. I liked our
names
better.
Absolutely hilarious. Incorrigible.
That's it. We're naming the next one.
The Starship Incorrigible.
We'll sponsor it too.
Oh,
poor
my
label
gosh.
Logo on it.
When do we get to come home?
I know.
The inexcusable.
Know.
What are you going to say?
Inexcusable. That's even good. In what year was the commemorative State of Michigan quarter stamped?
Oh,
that was a long
2001.
Time ago.
It was a little bit closer to the modern day, just a little.
2003.
It was 2004.
Okay.
You were really close. Really, really close.
Incorrigible.
We had like 50 state quarters for a while, and then there were like a million other versions of everything.
Yeah.
We
really just kind of
screwed everything.
Now, like everything's on the back of a quarter.
Right. Yeah.
I will.
Jim Tubbs' quarter show up any minute.
It close. Yeah, it could be anything.
Possibly for not the first time mentioned the story that it, you know, didn't everybody have that big cardboard fold out where you popped in each state's quarter?
Still got it.
And after a while, it's like after one, two, three times. Dad, I have to pay for this field trip today. I'm like, we're popping these bad boys out. Like, here,
I think
here's
mine's
the money.
Still folded up on the floor somewhere.
Seriously.
I got to park in Ferndale. I need a couple quarters.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, app only. App only.
Oh, yeah, true. I got to go to Marvin's.
There you go.
Pinball wizard.
Out of the world's entire prison population, what percentage of them, oh my, are American?
80.
A lot.
No, it's going to be like the 30s.
70.
I mean, whatever number is said, it's a big number by proportion. Let's just say
49%.
It's lower than that.
Oh,
33%.
Thankfully, it's lower than that.
15.
Oh, good.
28%.
27, 28, I'll give you 25 is what
it
is.
But out of the whole world.
I mean, in terms of land
disgusting.
Coverage, the United States is taking a bigger bite.
Yeah, but then you think about those other countries, they probably just execute their people. So.
Well, that's true,
it's big business.
Chinese do that.
Did you?
We still do as well.
We still do as well.
Did it a few days ago in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
With nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Gas.
Ooh.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not a fun way to go. What mammal gets only 2 hours of sleep a day? I've never heard this
and
trivia.
It's not me.
I'll say, is it me?
After the Tigers clinch the playoffs game.
It's not our dog, I'll tell you that.
It is not a dog.
Or
is it a horse?
Cat. No.
He's awake 2 hours
a day. It's not a cat.
It's not a sloth, is it?
It's not a sloth.
It's a mammal, huh?
It's a mammal.
So the best advice I can give you for this response is it would be really difficult for this mammal to lie down.
Is it a marine mammal?
It's not a horse?
It's not marine. It's
a
not
giraffe?
A horse. It's a giraffe.
Oh.
A giraffe sleeps only about 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And mostly is on the move.
How do they know that?
Yeah, how do they know?
They see the giraffe cams at the zoo and they watch them.
I asked them.
I'm reminded of a comedian who once saw a sleeping horse in someone's front yard and then went to the front door and said, I got some real bad news about your horse. And they're like, it's just sleeping. And I'll leave the rest to your imagination. But they have the, like, where are the anatomists? They have like the reverse knees and stuff. Yeah. So mm-hmm. to get down and carry that weight, it's very difficult. They literally have to sleep standing up. Aww, so
poor babies. Yep.
Oh my, who has the secret security code names? Danny Collins and Daphne Clark. So it's a couple, if that helps.
Collins.
Ooh, it is sort of up your alley here, Professor Bell.
Well, our mutual acquaintance had a whole category of trivia, and it was 10 different code names. And I'm wondering if this one was on it. It's up my...
It is up your alley, because I know you're a little bit of a... Anglophile.
Just a little bit.
Is it someone that's Prince, that wears a crown?
The royals?
Possibly.
Is it William and Kate?
Mm-mm.
Their kids?
Nope.
The dogs?
Charlotte?
Camilla?
Charles so close.
And Camilla? Charles and Camilla?
One of the corgis.
Harry and his wife?
It's Harry and Meghan.
Yes.
Oh. Is, yeah. They don't have security
Danny
anymore.
Collins and Daphne Clark.
No, I'm Daphne. Sure they do. Okay. They do. Private.
It's kind of interesting.
No. Oh, he's talking about with the...
Oh. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Crown security.
According to folks who keep track of such things, like Heather was just saying, wait, now how do we know that about giraffes? How do we know about the first literary reference to French fries? I'll give it to you. It's a very, very famous novel, but it's the first time in written English French fries were referred to. Do you know what that is?
French fries were referred to as French fries? Or
exactly.
French fries were...
Written in English for the first time.
Written in
English.
I need like a literary period.
What published what year?
Let's see. Don't have the year, so I'm going to embarrass myself. We're talking mid to late
1800s. Oh.
French fries. So
French fries.
What text you talk? What text was it published in?
Exactly. What novel? I can tell you
novel.
It was a novel.
Not
yeah.
Novel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's... Mm-hmm.
French fries. So,
French fries.
Author initials CD. That should give
Charles Dickens.
Dickens.
Great Expectations.
Bleak House.
Hard Times.
The Golden Arches.
Tale of Two Cities.
It was Tale of Two Cities.
Really?
Tale of Two Cities.
I did not remember that.
One
it's interesting that we like all didn't. Picked ones that were the least
far
famous of Dickens. French fries.
Bleak House. He really loved French fries.
Oh,
that is awesome. Thank you so much, Amber, for those questions. Those were off the chain. They were really, really good. Okay, folks. More questions from our good friend, Ben. He's got just the coolest Gmail, and we'll have to say it off the air because I don't want to send you without thousands of people listening to the show are going to email you if I mention it. But it is a play off of the Scarlet Pimpernel, and it's really cute. I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you. professors, thanks for the mug a while back. I always seem to send you civics questions since it's election season. Here are some questions about various branches of the United States government. Mm. So let's see what we can do with these. We'll start with a president. Virginia famously had a dynasty of early presidents. You can tour all their former houses, which are open to visit since they've all been dead for a very long time. Thank you, Ben. How many of their houses can you name since, of course, they all have names? This counts those who were considered Virginians when elected, not those born in Virginia, but made their names elsewhere, and homes to tour elsewhere, i.e., William Henry Harrison, whose home is a National Historic Landmark in Indiana, or Woodrow Wilson, whose birthplace is a landmark in Virginia, but would be considered from New Jersey.
Monticello is Thomas Jefferson.
So we got Monticello and Jefferson.
That's the only one I know, too.
And Montpelier goes to?
To Monroe.
No.
Madison.
So you've got four more.
Monroe's house is not far away. Let me think, what was the name of that?
They've got four of the presidents.
It's right near Charlottesville.
Tara. Scarlett O'Hara, yes, Tara.
Well, you're missing the first one on the list.
Well, of course, Mount Vernon.
Oh, Mount Vernon. I thought somebody had already said that.
Nope.
I did too.
And you had mentioned Monroe, who's on the list, but you didn't say the name of
I know,
the
I'm trying
house.
To remember.
Yes.
I can picture the house.
Well,
I just can't call the...
You certainly know the two cities that are completely surrounded by the city of Detroit, right?
Here.
Think of one word from one of those cities, and you've got it.
What?
Gross.
Ham.
Monroe. Hamtramck,
Highland is the name of Monroe's estate. And one of the neighborhoods that the university is very, very close to is one of the other president's
retreats.
Sherwood Forest was the nickname of JT's estate.
John Tyler?
John Tyler. So there's only one you haven't mentioned, and it's listed with the parentheses bonus, because Thomas Jefferson had two.
He did, and I'm trying to remember the other house.
He had Monticello. When we got sick of that, he went somewhere else.
Little over Monticello.
Little cello. No.
Limoncello.
It actually has forest in the name. Probably for the trees that were around it. That's a pretty good guess.
Forest Glen, Forest Hills, Forest.
Jim's working, like, forest. Digging deep.
I'm trying to remember.
He's
it's over
deep.
Here.
Is forest the first word or second the
word.
Second word?
Second word. So it's a tree name forest.
A tree name forest.
A tree
forest.
Name
oak forest.
Not oak.
Beech forest.
Fern
nope.
forest.
Pineapple.
Palm forest.
Pine. Maple.
Pine forest. Beech. Maple forest.
Fir forest.
Elm forest.
Give us the first letter.
The first letter is P, but it's not pine or any of the other pineapple or anything else that we've heard.
Poplar.
Poplar. Poplar.
Poplar.
Poplar
sure,
forest.
Obviously.
Right on the tip of our tongue.
We knew it.
Oh, my.
Deep down.
Severing a bell.
Ben, these are absolutely wonderful. As of July 2023, whose house is the most expensive to visit for one undiscounted adult with no accessories, self-guided, not including parking, but still allows you at least unlimited access to the house?
Oh, Monticello. Monticello. It was very expensive.
Of all of those. And it's not Monticello. Oh. Middling of the pack is Monticello.
Really?
Wow.
Monticello is expensive.
It's Mount Vernon.
Yes. Mount Vernon is actually on the low end.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'll go with Poplar Forest.
Yeah.
It sounds
so
expensive.
Poplar Forest is at the very, very bottom. It's Montpelier.
For
so just
reason.
To be clear,
I
Montpelier
went when it was cheaper.
For Madison is
without your discounts.
$36.
Wow. Sneak in
what?
The back
what?
Window.
Wasn't that when I was
this is so great.
Time.
Ben, just keep sending us questions. Number two is Sherwood Forest, $35. You also have to call ahead and leave a message on the answering machine like it's the
1900s. That's what
you but that's because, I mean, I think that's all
gosh.
They've got to keep it up.
Monticello is $32 for what's called the most popular tour. There are a bewildering array of other options.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Vernon, $26 for the grounds, $2 for the house. So that's on the low end. Poplar Forest and Highland are only $18 to visit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Field trip? Anyone?
Oh,
can't
I mean,
it.
Come on. Come on.
Just some pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheaper. Can I just tour the grounds, not the house?
This is highly political, so I'll look in a Professor Manning direction. How many of the 57 governors of the great state of New York have been nominated by a major party for president? That's a good one.
I thought you were going to ask how many had been indicted. 57?
57 governors, but how many have run for president
13.
By major party? It's a little high, 13.
Yeah,
11.
9.
It's 10.
10,
so,
okay.
Yep, you got it. Pretty close.
Don't ask me to name them.
It's okay. It's absolutely okay. We've got some losers in there, obviously, they're harder to remember. Of the 60 U.S. presidential elections, how many had a former governor of New York on the top of the ticket for a noteworthy party? Governor was not necessarily their immediately preceding job. So of 60 elections, how many? It's kind of wild now that I think about it.
Seven.
It's a good chunk. It's a good chunk.
12. That's too much.
It's higher. No,
it's higher
than
12.
Higher than
12.
Oh,
wow.
16.
15.
So it says here 19. That's basically one-third
really
of all U.S. presidential elections. So become governor of New York, and it's a done deal here.
Just
DeWitt
governor,
Clinton.
Just not city.
Martin
city
Van
mayor.
Buren, mm-hmm. Horatio Seymour, Samuel Tilden, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt, Charles Evans Hughes, Al Smith, Franklin Roosevelt, and, of course, Thomas Dewey. Famous two-time loser.
Feeder. Mm-hmm. It's a feeder position.
Yeah. Feeder position.
Despite what the newspaper said.
Oh, here we go. How many of those 19 of those runs were Democratic ticket?
Well, you just named them.
All of them?
What, there are 19?
Not all of them.
Oh,
not
really?
All of them.
At least half of them, right?
More than half.
I would say 12.
Yeah. It's 12. Right on. Oh, spot on, Jim. Yeah, exactly. And the majority of those, not too surprisingly, were FDR. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that's true.
All right. How many were on another ticket? Well, we've established this. Okay. So we've got Federalist, Free Soil, and, of course, Bull Moose. Can't forget the old Bull Moose party. That's a lot of fun. Let's move on to congressional trivia. Congressman Carl C. Anderson died 17 of October, 1912. He has the ignominious record for the first sitting congressperson to die from what? 1912.
Alcoholism.
Not alcoholism.
STDs.
Something that sadly we still have today, and it's always a tragedy when
syphilis.
It happens.
No.
Measles? Gun violence?
No, that's a good guess.
Food poisoning.
1912, rabies? So it had to be relatively new about the time of 1912, but we see it every day.
It's not the flu?
Yellow fever.
Oh, a car accident.
A car accident, oh. Yes. A car accident. Carl C. Anderson. On the flip side, Congressman Thaddeus Sweet died 1st of May, 1928, the first sitting congressperson to die of what?
Diabetes?
Nope. Good guess. Good guess.
Oh, wait, a plane crash.
It was a plane crash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1928. I feel like 1928, maybe the plane crashed into him. Possible, too. You know, I mean, maybe
two hit one other?
It. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It was not too long before Newt Rockne died in a plane crash. 32, I think.
There you go. Connection to Detroit Mercy with Gus Doray. They were buddies at Notre Dame. Gus Doray coached our football team for a very long time. How many people attend? Oh, we're moving on to the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Sorry.
Aha.
How many people attended the Constitutional Convention?
Ooh, I just read
how many individual
this.
Peeps?
They have a painting of it, don't they?
57.
55. I'm
wow,
giving
yeah,
it to
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Like that.
Yeah, pretty solid. How many people signed the Constitution is the next question. Not that number. A little bit lower.
A little lower, yeah. Mm-hmm.
38.
45.
You're a little high. It's 39, but we got the basic
yeah,
idea.
Three yeah. from each colony.
One off. Mm-hmm. You're in the wheelhouse.
In the wheelhouse. In the wheelhouse. Of the 55
not
attendees.
Not the doghouse.
As long as it's not the doghouse. Of the 55 attendees of the Constitutional Convention, how many eventually sat on the Supreme Court? This is where this
wow.
was going.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Five.
You know, five is the exact answer. That's incredible, Jim. I don't even know if I could have guessed one of these people. So let's see if we can guess one of someone who was in the Constitutional Convention and then ended up serving the Supreme Court.
Gorilla Monsoon.
No.
No. Darn.
The only person John I know that signed it is John Hancock.
John Jay is not on the list.
Not on the list?
Not on the list.
Let's see.
I could not. I've never even heard a single one of these names.
Oh, not a chance. Nope.
Well, then that's not helpful.
That's not helpful.
No. I was thinking of court
cases. Is there
cases.
One named John?
There is two named John.
Oh, so, Adam or John.
Partial credit.
There we go.
John. Partial credit. How about we, because I see that Stephen's gears are turning here. If I say Oliver, you might say what?
Jones? Wendell Holmes.
No.
Nope. Oh,
Oliver Holmes.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Ellsworth.
Sure. Of course.
John Rutledge.
Oh, John Rutledge, yes.
James Wilson.
From South Carolina.
William Patterson and John Blair.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. By the way, because this is really going to work for radio and podcasting, Ben notes, make sure you are not immortalized on Wikipedia with a picture like John Blair.
Oh.
So we're looking at the photo of John Blair, and he's pretty stern.
Yes.
Pretty stern. Yeah, like many of the people at the time were.
Serious constipated
yeah,
look.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Sort of purple.
Yeah.
Oh. Sort of purple, yes.
According to the U.S. Senate, John Tyler is the one-term president who made the most Supreme Court nominations. How many nominations did he make?
Four?
Six.
Was it one? Was it two? Was it three?
Five.
Four.
I have not heard the number yet.
Six. Nine.
It was nine.
Nine.
Oh, wow. Totally.
Baseball team.
Totally
the whole
no,
the
seriously.
Whole court
it's
himself.
Like the whole
yeah.
bench. And he was a one-term president.
Well, but our Supreme Court has had different numbers over time. It
well,
hasn't always been nine.
As always, you can make nominations.
But doesn't
one
mean.
Refused,
oh.
four withdrew,
oh.
two had no action
okay.
taken, thanking Congress, one postponed, and only one of them was confirmed.
So
it's like,
so
just keep,
one night.
So
just
he
keeps
tried
going
his
at it.
Darndest.
Yeah,
but,
he yeah. really did. He really did. Just keep trying, you know?
He had a very cooperative Senate,
oh,
obviously.
My gosh. How many different seats did he try to fill with those nine nominations?
Two.
It was two, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Poor guy. Poor guy. No one was listening
no
that
wonder
year.
He didn't look too happy.
Yeah. Ben, those were fantastic,
yeah,
hilarious
thanks,
questions. I can't believe you did research into how much it costs to go to Montpelier. That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Let's move on to some other questions we've got here. Matt and panelists. It's been a while since I came up with one of my entertainment lists for the panel. They seem to have enjoyed them in the past. So here's some more. As with my questions before, I will list four movies, and it'll be up to the panelists to guess who was the actor or actress who starred in all four of those movies. I hope the group will find them challenging. Good luck. Our good friend Julie Elder from Poughkeepsie, New York. Thanks, Julie. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Julie.
Ooh, we're going to start off strong here. Are you ready? Oh, my.
No.
Caligula, Hitchcock, The Long Good Friday, Barbie.
Isn't the most recent Barbie?
The Barbie movie,
And when was the last time we saw Caligula?
Wasn't that...
But the narrator, the famous
woman at the end, where she's like...
It's not Julie Andrews, I'm using
hand gestures, say more.
The woman at the end, where like Margot Robbie's in like that dream state, and she finds like the maker of Barbie. Like, who is that woman?
It's not
Maggie Smith.
Helen Mirren?
Oh, it's Helen Mirren. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yes. And, you know, major props to Dame Maggie Smith, who passed.
Sorry. Yes. Yes. Oh. I knew it was, like, an iconic British actress.
How about, here we go, The Graduate, Garbo Talks, Honeymoon in Las Vegas, G.I. Jane.
Joanne Woodward.
Mm-mm. That's not what it says here. Initials A.B.
Anne Bancroft.
Anne Bancroft. Yeah. Yes. Anne Bancroft.
I didn't realize that, but apparently so.
That's what I was thinking of.
You were thinking of Anne Bancroft.
Yeah, I got it mixed up.
How about, nice Detroit connection, Get Shorty, Mississippi Burning, Hoosiers, The Birdcage.
Gene Hackman.
How you all know that off the top of your head? That's incredible.
That was kind of obvious.
What a great movie. Get Shorty, great story, great movie. Elmore Leonard.
Another Detroit connection.
Yeah. Speaking of connections, The French Connection, Blue Thunder, Marathon Man, Jaws 2.
What? Oh,
Roy Scheider?
Roy Scheider. Yeah. Roy Scheider.
I need to watch movies.
I haven't seen any of those.
I know. We need to watch movies.
Haven't seen Jaws?
You haven't seen Jaws 2? Come on.
Jaws 3D.
I don't think I've seen Jaws 1, let alone Jaws 2.
You should see that before you go swimming.
You need a bigger boat.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't have a boat.
You'll need to get one then.
Oh, my gosh. I know I bring this one up too much, too, but someone always posts, especially spooky time of year, I just showed my kids Jaws. For me as a child watching that movie, I couldn't even turn on the water in the bathtub. They just laughed and fell asleep halfway through it. I'm like, yeah, it's different really levels of horror, you know, different levels of horror. How about Annie Hall, Deer Hunter, Biloxi Blues, and, of course, Batman Returns?
Matthew Broderick? No.
Annie Hall. Famous actor.
Actor.
That was my clue.
Walken?
Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I got your question. That was your Christopher Walken.
That was my Christopher Walken. I'm never going to do it again. Gangs of New York. Django Unchained. Inception. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That's a good
Leo.
One.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, my. The Flintstones. Yeesh. Die Another Day. Gothica. Monsters Ball.
Ethan Hawke.
Halle Berry. Yes.
Halle Berry.
Yes.
Oh. It is. Yep, absolutely.
How do I know that?
Tomorrow Never Dies. Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh. Jack Black.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Dan's favorite movie.
Oh, sorry.
Easy, Dan.
It's not Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, it's not Jamie Lee Curtis. The other major star of that movie?
Michelle Yeoh?
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry if I missed it.
We should know that.
Michelle Yeoh. Yeah, absolutely.
Why should we know that?
Because she was on...
Star Trek.
Yes.
Oh, no, right. Because she's... what's her character name on Discovery?
Philippa Georgiou?
Yes.
She's
very
awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
I like that.
What's that new Star Trek movie they come up with?
Mm-hmm.
Section 31?
Section 31.
Yeah,
she's the star.
She's got a spin-off. Yep.
Now I'm looking at Professor Maxwell here with this one.
Disney?
Cable Guy, Shallow Hal, Gulliver's Travels, Nacho Libre.
Jack Black.
Yeah,
there
we go. I'm going to be like, I haven't seen a single one of these.
Big Chill, The Right Stuff, Silverado, and of course, Jurassic Park.
What's the guy who does the apartment commercials.
I've seen Jurassic Park.
Jeff Goldblum.
I needed a buckaroo in my life for that.
I'll give you the first name.
You need to write the movies on a sheet of paper and hold them up.
He also has that one show on Disney Plus. Yes.
You do have dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour, right?
Uh-huh.
Saving Private Ryan. Oh, this is a great one. Little Miss Sunshine, Contagion, and Asteroid City. Very recent one. Saving Private Ryan, Little Miss Sunshine, Contagion, Asteroid City. It's one of the absolute classic actors. Always melts into every role he's given. Possibly the lead character on the greatest TV show of all time.
Oh, it's the dad on Little Miss Sunshine, the grandfather.
Yeah, right? No?
No, it's not.
Wait, okay. No. Bryan Cranston.
Could you say the movies again?
Bryan Cranston is who we're going after. I almost said, and of course, the greatest TV show of all time is all organic chemistry.
Yeah,
but, you know,
this thing had to be Heisenberg reference, right?
Heisenberg reference.
That would have been too easy, I guess.
I'm doing terrible.
How about Wolf of Wall Street, Legend of Tarzan, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and Suicide Squad? Both of them. I'm so surprised. We've actually already mentioned this actress multiple times here.
We did?
Yeah.
As an actress, there's a hint.
I mean, if I say that she plays Harley Quinn, you know it's...
Margot Robbie.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, you're not like a DC...
I didn't watch Harley Quinn.
Okay. Yeah, she's Harley Quinn. Although that's Lady Gaga in the new movie that's coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. He's been in everything. Avengers Endgame, Jurassic Park, Goodfellas, Do the Right Thing.
Chris Pratt? Samuel Jackson.
Who has the Guinness Book of World Records record for most movies released over 18 months. It's like greater than 18, which isn't even possible if you think about it, you know.
And he does the commercials.
Love that guy. Revenge of the Nerds, he was the football coach. Arachnophobia, Barton Fink, Speed Racer.
John Goodman.
Oh, wow. Yes, very nice. Very underrated actor.
The thin John Goodman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My Favorite Martian, Speed, Terms of Endearment, Pleasantville, local
Jeff Daniels.
Name. Jeff Daniels, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Oh, that's right, he was a Speed, I forgot. Yep. He was the partner.
Mm-hmm. The Da Vinci Code, The Golden Compass, Gods and Monsters, and of course, X-Men The Last Stand.
Sir Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen, Gandalf himself.
Oh, yeah, got him.
I'm like...
Professors, I'm so sorry, but time flies when you're having fun. That is the end of our show for today. So the time has come for us to say goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye. Sorry.
Aaron.
Sir, no, just goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
A biento.
Danielle.
Adios.
Brian.
Goodbye. Thank you for the hard questions.
And Stephen.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor today is transcribed at the facilities of the University Library, but it's through the Department of Communication Studies and the College of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.